A legend and her legacy. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Pat Summitt will forever be remembered as one of the greatest coaches of all time. This week, the farm girl from Henrietta, Tennessee, passed away following a courageous battle with early onset dementia, a disease that forced her to retire from coaching the Lady Vols back in 2012. She credited much of her record-setting success on the court to her upbringing on the farm in Cheatham County, and we had the opportunity to speak with her after winning her eighth national championship in 2008.
Actually, I grew up on a dairy farm, and I think without question, just having the experiences I had of milking cows, and you know, cows don't take a day off. Obviously, just helping in the fields and helping with all of our crops, it was probably the best life lessons that I could possibly learn and have those instilled in me. And I think that's why I've been very, very driven after, you know, leaving the farm. But there's still, that's my roots. And being able to step on a basketball court and challenge young women to have a great work ethic, to understand what it means to really compete at the highest level, and obviously to set the goals necessary to be successful in life. And when you teach them life skills on the court, they'll take those life skills with them for the rest of their lives.
Pat Head Summitt never shied away from those humble beginnings she experienced on the farm, and her players, those around her, and her fans around the country will always remember her commitment to hard work and dedication to make herself and her team succeed. And those life lessons, she says, came straight from the farm and were the driving force of a true Tennessee legend. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.